from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. NATO says the Russian attacks are not helping. Turkey said Monday a Russian jet had violated its airspace near the border with Syria, leading to two Turkish F-16s escorting the Russian plane out of the area. A foreign ministry statement said the incident happened Saturday and that NATO member Turkey warned Russia it would be held responsible for any undesired incident if another airspace violation takes place. In a video statement released Monday, this is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
I just met with the foreign minister of Turkey to discuss the recent military actions of the Russian Federation in and around Syria, including the unacceptable violations of Turkish airspace by Russian combat aircraft. I made clear that NATO remains strongly committed to Turkey's security. I will convene a meeting of the North Atlantic Council later today to discuss the situation.
According to Mr. Stoltenberg, the actions of the Russians are not helping.
Russia's actions are not contributing to the security and the stability of the region. I call on Russia to fully respect NATO airspace and to avoid escalating tensions with the alliance. I urge Russia to take the necessary steps to align its efforts with those of the international community in the fight against ISIL.
An unnamed senior U.S. defense official said the purported violation was not accidental. This was the kind of unprofessional conduct we were hoping to avoid, according to that official. A double suicide attack Sunday in southeastern Niger has left at least 8 dead, including 4 bombers in the city of Diffa. It's believed to be another spillover attack involving jihadists from Boko Haram, which operates primarily in Nigeria. This is VOA News.